Arab Spring victims flee Syria. Uzbek Christians are interrogated by police. And 3,500 are rescued from trafficking. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Syria's military assaults continue in a bid to silence the uprisings of the Arab Spring. However, it's like a game of whack-a-mole. Whenever security forces gain control in one place, another town rises up and they have to start over again. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
there's slaughter going on there and people are being killed. And as a result, now you've got yet another refugee crisis.
The risk of sectarian trouble is rising too. Some of the refugees are Christians who were targeted in Iraq.
One of the countries of destination because of proximity was Syria. So you have the Assyrian, the Chaldean Christians that left from Iraq, and now in a situation where they're having to leave again.
The mass movement of people also means new opportunities.
People that have been locked under Islam and not had opportunity to respond to Christ are going to places like Turkey, and we're in Istanbul. Some had come to Christ as a result of being out of the countries.
Next, the country that ranks 9th in the World Watch list for worst persecution is guilty of more injustice. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says, after reviewing reports from Forum 18 News Service, it seems Uzbekistan is getting worse.
It's alleged that police officers conducted some sort of assault on a woman at her home while her parents were undergoing some interrogation over their religious activity at a local police station.
The woman had a concussion and hospitals refused to treat her for fear of police. Another believer is getting death threats from an official, and the list goes on.
The situation for the churches in these largely Muslim-dominated republics of Central Asia is just increasingly growing difficult.
Even still, these churches are strong.
We know that they're not going to stop proclaiming the gospel because of this.
You can help them spread the truth of the gospel by supporting an SGA pastor online, but there's another crucial way to help.
We really need just to redouble our prayer efforts on their behalf.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A resolution of sorts came to a persecution situation that's being followed by open doors in Pakistan. The Masees, a Christian family, have suffered kidnappings and torture for the last month by a prominent Muslim family after their son Saji eloped with the Muslim's daughter. Lawyers tracked down the couple and convinced the daughter to return on the condition that the persecution would end. Pray for Saji as he's currently in hiding. You can check out our website for the full story. Next, ION Network's crusade against sexual slavery in Ghana has been picked up by the women of West Michigan. IN has freed more than 3,500 girls in sexual slavery, training them to make a decent living. Now Molly Carnes and Renee Tierbeck of West Michigan are raising awareness using fabric from the training center to make and sell greeting cards. They host events all over the area and send proceeds to aid the plight of the Ghanaian women. To learn more, you can go to our website. And One Ministry is an interesting opportunity for you involving Bibles, concerts, and bucks. A few weeks ago, Christian Resources International was able to host a concert with Family Life Radio and Todd Agnew, where the price of entry was a Christian book. Jason Wolford says at the end of the night,
we had over 1,000 Bibles that had been donated along with the funds to send those Bibles.
CRI is hoping this concert will be the kickoff to many more. And here's where you come in. We asked Wolford his hopes for you.
For them to go to their church and say, hey, have you ever thought about doing a concert with the cause and having it be free, but have it be the cost of a Christian book?
The impact of even a few Bibles could be huge.
We had one gentleman who had contacted our ministry who reached 40,000 people in India with one Bible that we had sent.
Contact CRI about hosting a concert or event through our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Faith Comes by Hearing is honoring the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible. The KJV made it possible for the average person to understand God's Word. To help celebrate, they're making a free dramatized KJV New Testament available to you on MP3 CD. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.